You were born, exclaimed my friend in the aftermath of watching her first grandchild born. You were born. We were all born. Everyone was born. We all came from not existing into this life. It's a miracle, she exclaimed. A miracle that each one of us is here. Well, she suddenly saw life in a whole new way and became almost evangelical in her realization of the miracle of life, wanting to share it with everyone. And for those of you who've been present at a birth or have been in the company of a newborn, you might understand her excitement, right? After 9 months of forming, from the simple joining of a sperm and an egg, a new human being is created. Astoundingly made with ears to hear and hands to touch and eyes to see and a mouth to speak and breathe and eat and hands and feet to walk. Quite miraculous, isn't it, when you think about it? It's actually an extraordinary process that every single one of us has been through here on this earth. We all began as nothing. And we're then shaped into these incredible physical beings designed to experience life in a physical world. And when a new human emerges, they're full of beauty, mystery, and possibility, aren't they? Who is this being? Who will they become? What will their life be about? Their whole life is yet unwritten, filled with possibility. We have one tiny little one back there, just like that. It's awesome, isn't it? As Albert Einstein said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as though everything is a miracle. And this process of being born into this life, equipped with everything we need to experience it, is really the first and most profound miracle. In fact, I had my own miracle exactly 16 years ago today, when against many odds, my son came into this world. So happy birthday, Gabriel. And the miracle is he's now 6 foot tall. I don't know how that happened. Life is truly an awe-inspiring, precious gift for us all, isn't it? One of my favorite poets, Mary Oliver, asks us, what do you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? I mean, think about it. Imagine your life as the wildest, most exciting, most magical and challenging theme park ride or video game quest ever. You get to experience what it is like to learn to walk and then to talk, to communicate, to think, to grow, to have relationships, to laugh, to cry, to be scared, to be resilient, to be courageous. And to love, which may be the most important thing of all. Life brings you all kinds of joyous and challenging moments, and your task, should you accept it, your task is to achieve it in a way that is uniquely yours. To learn whatever lessons are yours to learn, and to live as fully as only you can. What if we were to take this miraculous life we've been given and see it as a quest? A quest to be fully ourselves and bless this world by who we are. What would your quest be? What's your reason for being here? How will you honor the miracle of your life? Now, the story of Jesus' birth and life is certainly an inspiring quest, well lived, isn't it? Whether or not you believe in the Immaculate Conception, The story of the birth of Jesus works perfectly as an allegory that life itself is a miracle and a precious gift. This baby born to immigrants in a manger didn't have the typical beginning for someone prophesied to be a great spiritual teacher, expected by some to be the Messiah and the King of the Jews. Surrounded by animals and dirt and straw in a stable, the Christian prophet was born. And unlike the Buddha, who was born into royalty, Jesus was born in poverty and ignominy. And yet before long, as the story goes, shepherds and wise men and angels were arriving to pay tribute to this tiny baby born in a stable. They believed this little infant would lead and teach everyone to live a great life, one of integrity, service, and love. The 16th century German Catholic priest Angelus Silesius said, "Should Christ be born 1,000 times anew, despair, O soul, unless he's born in you." And that, it seems to me, is the message that the story of Jesus' birth brings us. Every child is a miracle, and that means every single one of you here. The divine spirit is born within each of us with the seeds of goodness and possibility. Every babe has inherent worth and dignity and is a miracle waiting to unfold. Another way to see it is that we're all seedlings. Seedlings planted with hope in the soil of this earth. Seedlings with the potential to create more life, to serve others' lives, to love and enrich this planet. Imagine for a moment with me a tiny apple seed. On its own, it's minuscule, unremarkable, and unrevealed, right? But when it's planted in fertile soil and watered, it can grow into a beautiful apple tree that offers the world its delicious fruit. It doesn't strive to be an apple tree, it just is. Its purpose is simply to be a beautiful plant that bears fruit to nourish others. So we too, my friends, are seedlings with tremendous potential to grow bodies, minds, hearts, and spirits. And if we water those seedlings well and plant them in fertile soil, we bear the fruit of ideas, creativity, love, and service. We all have unique, precious gifts to offer, as we learned from the spiders in our story earlier. As I think of the apple tree, I'm reminded of a beautiful poem by John Seuss. "To be of the earth is to know the restlessness of being a seed, the darkness of being planted, the struggle towards the light, the pain of growth into the light, the joy of bursting and bearing fruit, the love of being food for someone, the scattering of your seeds, the decay of the seasons, the mystery of death, and the miracle of birth." Jesus' miraculous birth reminds us every year of the miracle of life. And even though he died at the young age of 33, his life was fully lived. He bore abundant fruit that has nourished billions. Now, whether or not you believe that he was the Son of God or a great prophet or teacher, his life has inspired people for thousands of years. He lived fully, he risked fully, he expressed himself fully, he loved fully, and he served life and others fully. and he died in such a way as to inspire everyone else to live fully, to bring forth their own spark of the divine. Jesus' mission and call were clear. And I'm not saying we all need to be like Jesus, but we all have within us that spark of the divine possibility. Divine possibility. So what seedlings have you planted and are now watering? What fruits do you bear that may nourish others? What is your unique offering to this world that needs it so badly? We all have something. We're all given this precious miracle of life. What will you do with it? What will you do with your one wild and precious life? So as we enter a new decade, during challenging times, I invite you to reflect on that. What will you do with your one wild and precious life, my friends? May you be inspired to live fully into this miracle of life. May you open, listen, and allow yourself to flourish. And may you be aware of your divine possibility and grace us with your gifts and love in the way only you can. May it be so. Amen.